The Osgood File, Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. China is a pretty controlled society, except when it comes to science, and then anything goes.
Scientists led by Dr. Lai Liangshui at the Guangzhou Institutes of Biomedicine and Health claim they're the first to successfully alter the genetic makeup of dogs.
Where this might lead after this from Charlie. CBS's Seth Doan visited a Chinese laboratory in Guangzhou where scientists have used a gene editing technique to create bulked up dogs.
We knocked out a gene which would ordinarily stop muscles from growing, so these dogs became much more muscular.
In this first experiment, two beagles with edited genes developed double the muscle mass. But this is just the first step.
Scientists here tell us the idea is not to create designer pets, but rather to mimic diseases like Parkinson's in these dogs.
And the goal is to find a cure. But animal rights activists think this is the wrong way to go about it. And because China is a place where laboratories are only loosely regulated, there are already signs of genetic mission creep.
Scientists at a lab in Shenzhen used similar technology to create micropigs, selling them as pets for $1,600 each.
I love the entrepreneurial spirit. No, not really. But that's not the half of it.
Another lab has drawn worldwide condemnation for carrying out genetic editing tests on human embryos.
Not all Chinese scientists are on board with that, including the researcher that Seth talked to.
What we do at our lab is for the betterment of humankind, he added. I don't think anyone should experiment on humans before ethical questions are answered.
No. But I have a feeling that if there are parents desperate enough for a child with double the muscle mass, and who can perhaps also bark, it's only a matter of time. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.